So there's a big story in New York today that I wanted to tell you all about. This is my favorite story. I sent you some video, by the way. Did you receive it?
Yes.
Sir? Okay, good. Don't do the video yet because I have to explain what's going on. This is the big story in New York right now, and it is hilarious. So there's a chain restaurant. It's called Xi'an Foods, and it's Chinese, and it's amazing. They have the best spinach dumplings I've ever had in my entire life. And they're all over the city. There's one right here in Chelsea near me. They're in Brooklyn. They're in Queens. They're all over Manhattan. It's a thing, and people love it. And they're like part of our community. Like, we love them. So these two girls were like super drunk and just, I don't know what made them. They went over to their Xi'an Food, the one that's near them, and they tried the door. And I guess the door was either left open or there was a power surge and the electronic part of it undid. So now the door was open when they pushed it open. So these two girls, drunk, walk in. They just walk right in. They walk back to the kitchen and they're like talking about how much they love the noodles and the dumplings and they're looking for food. So this video has gone viral. But before we play the video, I have to read to you what the Xi'an Foods people, they have a great sense of humor. Here's what they put up on their Facebook page. It says, last night around 12:30 a.m., one of our stores' electric lock unexpectedly disengaged. There was a temporary power failure. Okay. The next day, they noticed some food scattered around the kitchen, uncooked dumplings strangely dropped into the cooker, a bun floating in water. The staff were puzzled because they clean that place within an inch of its life every single night. As somebody who's worked in restaurants and has cleaned restaurants, I mean, really, it is like.
It looks really, really clean. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's a brand new day every day.
It looks like a brand new kitchen.
So thankfully, they have the Nest cams everywhere. So they saw what happened. So they see these two girls come in and they start trying to cook dumplings for some reason in cold water. I guess, drunk. They say, while we can respect that one has cravings for our food late at night, it's still trespassing. And it's really not okay for you to feel so entitled to be able to waltz into a commercial kitchen, even if the door was locked, it was still closed, and start fumbling with equipment and food. It's not legal. It's not safe. And yes, the food is too good to pass up. We get it, you know, but due to this intrusion, we had to go through a thorough cleaning in the kitchen, throw out all the food on this lovely Sunday. They had to close to the public to do this. So while we hope you enjoy the bag of dumplings you stole, when you're ready to pay for them, as well as your related expenses, you can contact us and they give a contact. So they have a sense of humor and they decide that some of the main comments the girls say, they have the comment and they have the response. So before I go into that, let me play you a little of the video that they released, because they're actually asking New Yorkers, if you know these girls and their Gucci shoes, you know, give us a heads up, give them a heads up, because we're looking for them. Okay, so we hear that the camera is on the kitchen. We hear the girls coming in the front door and kind of like, hey, whoa, what's up? What's going on here? No, they did not. The door was locked. You broke in. So one of the girls pretends like she's serving and she goes and touches the screen and turn
and
it lights
wakes up.
Yeah, it wakes up, of course.
All right, this is the restaurant's problem because they should have had an alarm system.
But even without an alarm system, you just walk into a store and just start walking around the kitchen knowing that you don't work there?
Well, because you're drunk.
If you're drunk, you pick out trash on the street and try to eat that. You don't break into a store that you know you should. No one's that. They're not that drunk. They're not stumbling drunk.
Oh, they're pretty drunk. So, your fault.
Well, they're also probably there. As you can see, it's right where the register is. It's probably also to make sure that no one's stealing and that everyone's doing what they're supposed to do. So this girl, there's one girl that's there, and she's already behind the line. She's like a line cook, and she's in front of the fryers. And she's like, I'm going to get these fryers going. And one of them pulled out a bag of dumplings. She's like, I've worked in restaurants. I know how to do this. So she turns on, she says, the light's not good in here. I have to use my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because the lights are off. The restaurant's closed. So she's trying to figure out.
She knows what she's doing.
No, she doesn't really. She's trying to figure out how to turn on the fryers. I mean, at least one of them is like, don't turn on the fryer. That's scary. And she's like, what? It's one fryer. Big deal. I've worked in restaurants before.
I really want these. I'm craving these now.
So she starts to drop the dumplings into cold water, mind you, because the fryer hasn't gone on. The stove hasn't gone on. Nothing's cold. Nothing's hot. It's all cold.
They're really craving these things.
Listen, their lamb noodles are really good. That's my boyfriend's favorite thing there.
It's just the greatest commercial for him.
It's true. You know, I'm so cynical. I was like, this is a setup, because I'm watching this and I'm thinking, I kind of want those spinach dumplings tonight for dinner.
Yeah, what restaurant, seriously, what restaurant in New York is not going to have an alarm system? This really bothers me.
All right. Well, they don't all have. Listen, remember, there was an electronic. There was a power outage.
It doesn't matter. They still work without power.
Right. Okay.
You forget. I worked in security for a long time. This really bothers me. This is their fault.
Okay. Well, no, it's not their fault.
Yes, it is.
That people trespassed.
If a raccoon goes on my front yard, I know it. The minute it goes on my front yard. So if I can have that type of security in my house, you should have this in Chelsea.
Because it's oil. Oil on the floor on my new shoes. Bitch, I'm in Gucci shoes. All right, you win.
Bitch, I'm in Gucci shoes. Okay, you can afford Gucci shoes. You know what you're doing is wrong. Basically, they decide that they're unable to figure out how to turn the kitchen on, how to make it work. So they just take the bag of dumplings.
Yeah,
they've
we'll
left
take
a couple of dumplings there, but the rest of it, they take the bag of dumplings and they've stolen a bag of dumplings.
Yeah, they're going to take them home. They're going to make them at home to
right.
do it themselves.
Right. And that's what happened. So on the Facebook page, just like I said, having said all that, we do have a sense of humor, so we thought we'd highlight some of the dialogue that we thought were interesting and provide some of Jason's commentaries in parentheses. Jason, I guess, is the owner of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Are we trespassing? Yes.
Yes.
Why is the floor slippery? Because noodles are made in oil. No. I found some balls. No. I've worked in the food industry. It doesn't look like it. This is good. One of them says, okay, I'm going to cook and you be a lookout. She goes, what am I watching for? What are you watching for?
The police.
What? Yeah, the police, people, the restaurant owners. Maybe it's a silent alarm. Well, we'll keep you posted in case there's a chance that somebody recognizes these girls. This is everywhere today here in New York. Somebody's bound to recognize them, or maybe them on their own. They'll come forward and say, that was us. We're drunk. Because they go on to say in this message that if you come forward and pay for the dumplings and just say you're sorry, no harm, no foul. You're welcome back in the restaurant. You know, but if you don't and we find out who you are, then it's going to get nasty.
Yeah, I don't trust them. You say that now and then you had to throw away a whole day's worth of food and you didn't open for a whole day. No, you're going to take me to
That's a big cost. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I mean, these are really popular restaurants. Any place that has more than one restaurant in the city is making money because it's very expensive. Real estate's expensive here. They have three in Manhattan, three in Brooklyn, three in Queens. That's expensive. So shutting down for an entire day and throwing out all the food and having to pay for labor, people coming to clean, costs them a lot of money.